Selling our state with sun and surf is one thing, but the groundwork is in place to showcase something else. Study Hawaii is a nonprofit that's been around for a little more than a decade. It's looking to help brands study abroad programs and give a boost to our economic health. Joel Weaver is a force behind Study Hawaii. He sat down with us earlier this week to talk about the inroads being made to entice international students and international media to our islands. Working with DBED, the Department of Business, Economic Development, and Tourism, the goal is to double the number of international students within 10 years. Hawaii hosts some 12,000 long- and short-term international students now, but Weaver believes it can grow to be a billion-dollar industry.
The Study Hawaii Educational Consortium grew out of a group that's called NAFSA, which is actually the Association of International Educators. And we have a local chapter of that national group. It's the largest group of its kind in the world. And it really promotes advocacy for international education plus training for people who are bringing students in as well as sending students out. And a number of us back in the mid-2000s, we felt that Hawaii, while it has a wonderful reputation, wherever I travel in the world, most people know of Hawaii. Even vaguely, they have a very positive impression. But primarily that is built on fun in the sun and the beauty of the islands and ecotourism and golf and, you know, surfing and that sort of thing. And those of us who are in the education realm who have this passion for international students and bringing more of them here felt like we needed to corroborate that positive image of Hawaii with talking more about the educational options in Hawaii. And so we banded together and formed the Study Hawaii Educational Consortium. And we continued, we worked with DBED. DBED was actually the first government entity that expressed interest in this and saw it as a service export. In the area of exports, travel and tourism is counted as an export because people come in from overseas and spend their money here. By the same token, international students who come, and not just their tuition dollars, but all their living expenses. Many times families who come will buy an apartment or a condo where they're here. So there's a lot of flow of economically.
UH and DBED worked out an agreement where they actually have a recruiter based in China trying to get students to come to the University of Hawaii and come to school in Hawaii.
Exactly. And that's one thing that our Study Hawaii group is not trying to supplant anything that institutions are doing. We're saying each institution is still doing excellent work trying to recruit students from overseas to come to Hawaii and have a great experience at one of our programs here. But we also want to work as a state, on a statewide basis, just raise everyone's perception of Hawaii as a positive study destination. For example, last fall, we launched a new campaign called Hawaii, the Best Classroom in the World, talking about the fact that because of our geographical remoteness, because of the wonderful environment we live in, both the physical environment as well as the cultural environment, that this is a perfect place for people to come, especially from Asia, to have an educational experience like no other. And there are possibilities because of our position in the middle of the Pacific, both, as I said, culturally as well as ecologically and environmentally, that students can get an experience that is world-class, unsurpassed anywhere else in the world. Areas like volcanology, marine science, marine and ocean engineering, as well as linguistic and cultural studies.
Right, and this summer you had a group of students come from Japan.
Exactly. Last summer, the Hawaii English Language Program, of which I'm the director at UH, brought in, actually they were here for 6 months of English study, internships, service learning experiences. And in the summer, we actually launched with the DBED, we launched something we're calling the Study Hawaii Ambassador Program. And so students were recognized. They've had this incredible experience in Hawaii. They're recognized by the First Lady and by the Director of DBED as Study Hawaii Ambassadors to go back to Japan. Those students were all from Yasuda Women's University in Hiroshima. And to go back to Japan and talk about their experience and share the good news that you can get a wonderful experience or wonderful educational experience in Hawaii.
I recall talking to one of your graduates and how she, I think, was on one path, and then because of her experience here, it really kind of broadened her interest, and she thought, well, I might go do something else.
Exactly. She had a wonderful experience in some of her service learning and her internship, and that offered her a chance to think more deeply. She had been kind of going into an education thing, which is great, but then she was thinking more tourism and hospitality, because Hiroshima is a tourist destination, but she had never thought of that as a viable career path, and this experience actually woke her up to that and made her perhaps consider coming back to University of Hawaii or another university in our state to pursue that career.
So really branding it under the ambassadorship, spread the goodwill, spread the aloha, and invite your friends and family and tell them about the good things that happen here.
Exactly, exactly. And one of the things we did actually in November last year is we brought in a bunch of media people from all over the world, from China, from Japan, from Brazil, from England, from Italy, and Slovakia. And we brought them here to have an experience, a one-week whistle-stop tour through the state and visiting a number of our Study Hawaii member institutions to find out kind of the breadth of possibilities here. And as a result of that, 2 weeks from now, we're bringing in a larger group from Taipei and Beijing, again, partnering with DBED because they have offices in each of those areas. And we're bringing in 30 media and educators for another whistle-stop tour. This time they're going to go to Maui and see Maui College and the Institute for Astronomy, the wonderful solar astronomy that's being done there, as well as Maui Preparatory Academy, which is one of our members. And then they're going to come to Oahu and visit a number of the institutions that are located on this island. So this is all part of trying to brand Hawaii as the best classroom in the world and Hawaii as a living laboratory.
We normally think of study abroad programs for college, but I know in the case of my own children, they had friends who studied abroad for their junior year in high school and vice versa.
Yes,
they sponsored
folks
from other countries.
This is a kind of transformation that's been happening in the last 5 or 8 years where many, many more juniors, that is K-12 age children, are traveling and studying abroad. So many students, and you know, you look at Korea, you look at China, you look at Japan, which are the chief countries that send students to Hawaii, you're looking at families who are looking further ahead than just college, and they're starting to plan on sending their students or sending their children at a much earlier age. And so there's, for example, Iolani School, which is one of our members, is currently building a boarding program, and they're building a facility to host this boarding program. And so across the state, many institutions are wakening up to that. So Hawaii Preparatory Academy on the Big Island in Waimea is one of our charter members, and for years they've had a very strong international presence because, as you brought up, families are starting to send students at earlier ages. I think for Hawaii right now, the undergraduate and graduate programs are still areas where we're very strong, but the K-12, the junior programs are growing.
Right. I know MidPac has had one. HPU has had a reputation, built it on being an international student body.
Yeah, very much so, very much so. And what we really want local people, because most of our support comes through the state, and what we want local people to realize is there are huge economic benefits. The gross amount brought in 2016 was $484 million, including everything. There's $38 million of tax revenue that the state brings in, but also there's the more intangible cultural richness that's brought and the increased global understanding that our students get when these students come here from other places and exchange their ideas, exchange their backgrounds. It really builds, they experience the aloha spirit and then they return to their countries as ambassadors, even if we don't officially recognize them like that ceremony we had back in July. They go back as ambassadors of Hawaii as a sine qua non, the ultimate expression of a place that's welcoming to all different cultures, welcoming no matter what your background, what your skin color is, what your culture is. This is a place where they can get a top class, a world class education, but also build connections with Hawaii as a study destination.
And it's not just the private schools, because I know my daughter had a friend who was from France, and he attended McKinley and was just thrilled at the experience of living with a Native Hawaiian family, mm-hmm. and coming to school here and just experiencing something totally different from what you can get in France.
One of the a number of the DOE schools have tried to build these things, and not only do they bring in like groups for short periods of time, a week or 2 weeks of experience, but they also do these longer stay programs, and those are so wonderful because, as you just mentioned, they get to live in the community and really experience life in Hawaii. And that, more than anything, builds those positive, the good vibrations for people as they return home with that experience.
That was Joel Weaver of Study Hawaii talking about a new way of branding the islands as the best classroom in the world. I'm Catherine Cruz, and you're listening to The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio.